And yes, folks, so for the, you know, just kind of talking in general, right? So this is actually going to be the third attempt of me, of I should say, Mike Wise here, you know, TNT's lyricist here, you know, sharing his list, right? Because, yeah, we've done this twice before, but yeah, it just didn't work out, man. Just mainly because of Wi-Fi reasons, right? I'm sorry, that's just how it is, right? So yeah, you know, here he is in the flesh here, so he's going to share his list with me right now. He knows it just already, so, you know, honorable mentions. Take it away. What are your honorable mentions?
So, honorable mentions, mm-hmm. We're going to start with Jedi Mind Tricks, Violent by Design.
Right.
This was an album that got me into the underground. It got me wanting to dig deeper beyond what was, you know, playing on TV, playing on radio. Just a very rough, rugged, violent album.
Yeah, grimy AF.
Just a lot. Stoop, the enemy of mankind, on the beats.
Love the beats, like, for that. Yeah.
The kind of samples he was getting into on the album was just like, where are you digging for these samples?
Yeah.
Where's your problem? You know what I mean? So that's the first one. Next up, Mos Def and Talib Kweli, Black Star.
Nice.
Right, I remember I bought this album originally at a music store down Sando. And I remember there's a thing where they'll judge a book by its cover, because I came there as a young dude in my school uniform, and, like, you know, older folks would probably look at a youth like me and think, well, the only rapper I listening to is like what was on the radio. So the guy who run any place was like, what you know about Black Star? What you know about this album? And then I asked, I talk and then he's like, what you know about this album? You understand? Cause, like, you know. So yeah, this album, this has my favorite song of all time.
Okay.
So yeah.
Which is?
Mos, Kweli, Common, Respiration.
Yes, Respiration. Love.
Produced by High Tech. A sample of DJ K-Slay on the intro.
Okay. Yeah.
So that when talking about tagging and graffiti, that is a young DJ K-Slay. Rest in peace, DJ K-Slay.
Okay. I didn't know.
So a little bit of hip hop trivia. That is my favorite song of all time. Right. So next up, moving along, Ice Cube, Death Certificate.
Favorite Ice Cube album.
So there's a lot of chatter online about who is the better storyteller between Ice Cube and Biggie. I'm not gonna answer that question, but I will say some of the best, yeah, because, you know, this is New York bias and this is West Coast bias and all kind of other things. So, right, well, I will say some of the best storytelling ever done in hip hop is on this album, right? So go and check that out. Ice Cube, Death Certificate, as the second album. So next up, Pharoah Monch, Internal Affairs. Nice. Saw some very exciting news that he's going to be doing
sequel. Yeah.
Coming next year. So excited for that. This album was, first of all, it's a very dark feel to it.
Look at the album cover, bro.
Yeah.
And the single, Simon Says, that was dark, but it was
incredible,
a pop. It was like
head snapping.
Shit.
This album was pulled from shelves for a while and from streaming because of the sample for Simon Says, but they end up clearing it up on his back everywhere now. This album helped to inspire my lyricism. I was listening to this when I was getting into, like, learning how to write and learning how to write, like, in a more complex way. So yeah, I kind of studied what he was doing in terms of how he would rhyme syllables and incorporate that into his content.
Right. You
know, so important album for me in that sense. And another important album is the next one, Eminem Show.
Right.
I would have discovered this album a little bit before, like, the Internal Affairs and stuff. This album used to discourage me from even beginning to write raps, because I'm like, I'm never gonna be, you know,
as good as him.
Was very, it's one of the first albums I really ever listened to. This was like 2002. I only started to listen to, like, full albums in like 2001.
Okay.
Sure, it still holds up to me. It's one of his better aged projects.
Yeah. Very mature too. I think that's what we'll get. He strays away a lot from the shock value aspect.
Any shock value. Next up, straight out of the Wu-Tang Clan, GZA, The Genius, Liquid Swords.
Yeah.
debut dark, album.
Grimy, summery shit. Dark, that's my
albums,
kind of thing.
Yeah. This is the kind of production RZA gave to GZA. RZA was on some other type of vibes.
Yeah.
Well put together, well produced. Lyrically, this is some of GZA's best work. The song labels, if you're up on your 90s hip-hop trivia,
mm-hmm.
and you know all about the different, you know, record labels that used to sign rappers and put out music, listen to that song. If you need to do, if you need to watch like a, I'm sure there's like a lyric breakdown of it somewhere.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah.
But the
just
ball,
get into that song, right?
Yeah, but the ball's for you to say, Tommy, my motherfucking boy.
Yeah. And we still were Jeez, saying that for De La Soul.
Yeah, exactly.
The other day.
Mm.
Next up, we have out of Chicago, Lupe Fiasco, The Cool, his second album. To me, it because I'm trying to have like one artist
per
honorable mention and on the list, it was basically a toss-up between Tetsuo and Youth and The Cool. Almost did a coin flip for this, but I just kind of gave the edge to The Cool because it was at that point in my life, that album just kind of influenced me and who I was as an artist.
Good.
In terms of that's how we put it together, you know, it was like a different way of putting together an album that I had been accustomed to listening to, you know, Nas, Jay, Big, Usual Suspects. So next up, Dr. Dre, The Chronic. I could have put 2001. I mean,
yeah.
You know, take your pick.
Just that production alone, like G-Funk.
The production introducing us to Lady of Rage, Corrupt, Nate Dogg, Daz, RBX, and of course, Snoop Dogg.
Of course, Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Just sonically, one of the best albums you're ever gonna hear. And I always tell people listen to hip hop at that time and then listen to The Chronic like in that same year, and they're gonna just see like sonically where Dre was and where he was taking it. Right. So next up, Scarface, The Fix. This is one that I had to put. I think Scarface, his words are just so powerful.
Yeah.
You understand? His words are just so powerful when you hear songs like Someday,
Someday,
Heaven, and on the more grimy side, you have Sellout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And of course, the posse cut, Guess Who's Back.
Yep, love that. Love
you know
that.
I mean, Kanye on that beat. Kanye on the beat and the hook. You know what I mean? Incredible. Next up, MF Doom and Madlib coming together as Mad Villain Mad Villainy. Yeah, this was just next level in terms of what Doom was doing, what Doom was bringing to the table lyrically, how we chose to approach song structure, rhyme structure, you know, and then of course what Madlib was doing with these off-kilter samples and just refreshing choices that were never made before in hip-hop music. You understand? They definitely like a lot of their influence is seen in like a Rock Marciano, where he did like Marsburg, and then that influences all of that is like a lineage to like the Griselda stuff you see now.
Right, agreed.
Because people don't attribute Griselda and MF Doom, Mad Villain, but when you really study sonically where what was happening, you know, throughout the generations, it makes sense. You know.
Right.
Next up, as we go in off of that, Rock Marciano. Not Marsburg, but Reloaded. This is where I think he elevated, like, he became more into his own style-wise. You know, Marsburg is incredible, but Reloaded is where he got into a comfort zone within his style. Creatively, in terms of what he was doing, you know, in terms of the production, lyrically, you know, it was a lot more calmer tone when he was rapping that we kind of know him for today. And finally, gonna kick myself for leaving this off of the top 10. I just missed out. Mobb Deep, Prodigy and Havoc, The Infamous. Not their debut album, it's actually their second album.
Yes, for those who don't know.
wow, incredible. Some of the best production I've ever
heard. Cool.
Shout out to Havoc. Shout out to Q-Tip, who had a big role in teaching Havoc as a producer and also producing some tracks himself.
Yep.
Yeah, when you listen to Prodigy's grim depictions of coming up in Queensbridge, I mean, you're gonna understand why this is so high up on my honor roll.
Right, really
should have been in the top
10. Yeah, but you know.
Matt, you tell me the list is 10.
It's 10, goddammit.
Top 10.
Right, so speaking of which, what's your number 10?
So, number 10, straight into another duo. And this is Pusha T and Malice, the Clips. Hell Hath No Fury.
Keys open doors, keys open doors, keys open doors. Yo, make your skin crawl, press one button, let the wind fall. Who gon' stop us? Fuck the coppers, the mind of a kilo shopper. Seeing my life through the windshields of choppers. I ain't spent one rap dollar in 3 years, holla. Money's the leash, drag the bitch by a dog collar. Now hold follow, this is my ghetto story. Like Sham Ice P is the dung daughter. Open the Frigidaire, 25 to life in here. So much white you might think your holy Christ is near. Throw on your Louis V, millionaires to kill the glare. Ice trays not a, all you see is pitches paired. The realest shit I ever wrote, not pop inspired, it's crack pot inspired. My real niggas quote, bitch never cook my coke. Why? Never trust a hoe with your child. At you make believe rappers I smile. Ha! Canal street in my style. Like you internet sharing my files. You my space niggas. So kill the comparison. I'm South Beach sipping on Seraphim. Royalty check nigga I never been. Coke money clean through Merrill Lynch. Accountant just gasped the smell of it. Meet the dealer. Ain't a bitch realer. So you ain't gotta question why Pusha don't feel ya. Now hit the doors. Fuck off. Keys open doors. 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 Keys open doors.
Yeah. Check it.
Keys open doors. Keys open doors.
Throw it on the scale. Feed your goddamn self. Get it how you live. We don't ask for help.
No.
Word on the street is you gon' love how it melt. And I don't come with a pitch. Neither the shit sell itself. I yell re-up till I'm locked like Mamiya. And get it cross-state with the grace of Maria. Keep foreign toys, you gon' know us when you see us. Living street tales, worthy of Don Divas. Keys in the floor, mistress in Dior. Bitch tell me she love me, but I know she's a whore. Shit could get ugly, should she talk to the law? And that's just what I get, it's the roses of war. Fuck the bureau, rather be spending euros. We get fed grapes, fuck holes in plurals. Just like heaven as I gaze at the mural. What a peace of mind when you cop you some Shapiros. Cheers to the future as we toast the light. I'm prevaying in Miami, I'm a socialite, nigga. The cars are big, the cribs are bigger. The kids are happy, the perfect picture. Gemstar razor, the fruit of my labor. And I walk with a glow, it's like the Lord shown favor. These bitches fake like the holes on flavor. But I don't mind spending, all it is paper. Yes.
Nice. Let me talk about, this was like, production wise, this was like the Neptunes, evil twins produced. It's like Pharrell and Chad. Their evil side.
Yeah, they had evil double gangers nobody knew existed.
Yeah. This was like the darkest timeline in Community. Yeah, that version of the Neptunes cooked the beats up on this, right? So, yeah, this is when Pusha T and Malice, this is when the Clips were going through major, like, record label limbo. When the previous company they were on got kind of bought out by Jive Records, and it was taking a long time to come with this sophomore album after Lord Willing. So you're hearing the anger in Pusha T, you're hearing the anger in Malice, and it came through in the music. And I mean, I'm sorry that, you know, that the Clips had to go through that, but it resulted in this beautiful piece of art, I think.
Yeah.
I saw that Pusha T, he said he was looking to channel Biggie in terms of how he wrote and how he approached his flows and things, and you could actually hear that with the little vocal intonations and certain pockets he tried to get into flow-wise, you know. So, yeah, number 10, Clips, Hell Hath No Fury.
Great pick, man. What's your number 9?
Number 9 is an album that had a great impact on me when I was, again, trying to write and write more complex and, you know, try to rap like the lyricists I was listening to. Big Pun, Capital Punishment.
Hey yo, I shatter dreams like Jordan, assorting batter your team. Your squadron will be barred from rap like Adam and Eve from the garden. I'm carving my initials on your forehead, so every night before bed you see the BP shut off the board head. Reverse that, I curse at the first whack. Nigga with the worst rap, cause he ain't worth jack. Hit him with 1,000 pounds of pressure per slap. Make his whole body shirt back. Watch the earth crack, hand him his purse back. I'm the first Latin rapper to baffle your skull. Master the flow, niggas be swearing I'm blacker than cold. Like Nat King, I be rapping and tongues packing. The ones magnums, cannons, and gatling. Gun. It's Big Pun, the one and only son of Tony Montana. You ain't promised mañana in the rotten Montana. Come on, Bana, we need more rhymes. Feeling marijuana, snake bite, anaconda. A man of honor would wanna try to match my persona. Sometimes rhyming, I blow my own mind like Nirvana, comma, and go the whole nine like Madonna. Go try to find another rhymer with my kind of grammar. When you awaken, your manhood will be taken. Faking like you Satan when I'm the rhyming abomination. When you awaken, your manhood will be taken. Faking like you Satan when I'm the rhyming abomination.
I'll give adrenaline, uncut, straight to the gut. Medicine, raw cure for pain. I coat your brain like polyurethane.
Simple and plain,
I'll explain it in layman terms. If you came to learn how to make fire, I'ma make it burn. Higher and hotter than lava. This scholar, advisor, as smart as MacGyver. Could put honor inside the heart of a liar. Involved in the life of crime. Fuck it, I like the shine. Up in the white and lime. Clutch with the pipe design. Flushed out. Both pockets about to bust out. If you're not in it for the spinach, get the fuck out. Take a hike. We could even battle to make it right. Go ahead, lace the mic. You're finished. Say goodnight. Head to head in the street. I'll leave you dead in your feet. Saddle and beef. I'll even let you rhyme to the Benjamin beat. But it won't matter. Your dream's still gon' shatter. It's a long ladder to climb. And mine is on the stagger. So get out of town. Before I hit you with the loudest sound you ever heard. Desert bird player, you out of bounds.
When you awaken, your manhood will be taken. When, faking like you Satan. When I'm the rhyming abomination. When you awaken, your manhood will be taken. Faking like you Satan. When I'm the rhyming abomination.
Yep. Great one, great one, yeah.
I was just so in awe what this man was doing. Like, people always talk about his breath control for a big guy.
Of course, especially he does, like, you know, before he even spins.
For people size, that breath control is impressive. You understand? So, just the way he was, like, stacking syllables together, just his rhyme patterns, the content behind it, you know. And it wasn't just, like, about that. There was so much more to it than that. He actually was able to... I like when rappers of that ilk, MCs of that ilk, are able to step out and make the quote-unquote, not necessarily hit songs for the radio, but just songs that translate beyond your backpack audience.
Right.
But still also not alienating the backpack audience. That's very hard to... That is not easy, because we've seen rappers just stay in that comfort zone of the backpack lane and that's cool. And then we've seen rappers try to go into that bigger space and they just don't get it right. They end up alienating the first core fans that they have. You know what I mean? So he was able to kind of please everybody in a satisfactory way. So number 9, Big Pun, Capital Punishment.
An R.I.P. Big Pun, of course.
Rest in peace to Big Pun.
Yeah. What's your number 8?
Number 8 is the most recent album on this list. And it's a Compton, Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly.
I got a bone up here. I don't want you monkey mouth motherfucker sitting in my throne again. I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends, one question. Where you and I was walking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no losses.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams.
What's the yams?
The yam is the power that be. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can.
I can dig rapping. But a rapper with a ghost rider. What the fuck happened?
Oh no!
I swore I wouldn't tell. But
most of y'all share bars like you got to buy the bunk in a two-man sale.
A two-man sale.
Something's in the water.
Something's in the water.
And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucking ball.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King
Kunta, when you got the yams.
The yam
brought it out of Richard Pryor. Manipulated Bill Clinton with desires. 24/7, 365 days times two. I was contemplating getting off stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy and say.
My number six.
My favorite Kendrick album. Keys could have been made for Good Kid, M.A.A.D. City. Yeah, but this one just kinda edges it out for me. And when I say edging it out, like, if I go home and listen to Good Kid, I might literally change my mind. Like, that is to tell you how close it is. But no, I'm going to stick with To Pimp a Butterfly, because I felt like when I think of an album that encapsulates the time that it was released, like when you listen to that album, it kind of takes me back to that time in America and just everything that was going on.
Yeah.
So obviously, it wasn't a good time. But I felt like that album, like songs like All Right, that album was just like
love that track. Yeah,
it was a rallying cry against many different things within America and in music at that time. It was so refreshing. You know, I grew up in a house playing a lot of jazz music,
right?
So all that jazz was
right
at home for me. You know, and you combine that with hip hop and then what he was doing too.
And he had a little funk into it as well too,
and
you know,
funk,
soul,
yeah,
of
yeah.
course.
Funk, jazz, soul, all of these elements and these genres coming together, and it meshed perfectly. It didn't sound like too forced or too out of the way. Because sometimes when they try to have this fusion, it has come off kind of not so great.
Yeah.
You know, but he did it well. So shout out to Kendrick. Shout out to the whole TDE team for putting that together.
Yep, yep.
You know, because there's a lot of different producers and minds that came together to sonically put that together. Kendrick, his storytelling and MCing was just arguably it's his peak.
Agreed.
So yeah, that's number eight.
Right.
Okay.
Number seven. What's in number seven?
Number seven, we're going down to Atlanta. So, Outkast with Aquemini.
A wet pride is in the house, and a Fraser home is in the house, yeah. A Cloverdale is in the house, and a Savannah G8 is in the house. So check February 1st, 1975, it happened. Was born in West Savannah way before I started rapping. My mama had a nigga at the age of 15. My daddy was sending that sack, now he's got responsibility. Stayed at me granny's while me mammy was at work, and she couldn't watch my every move, so did I started serving around Fraser home, down in the West Side Projects, changing over food stamps and hitting a lick for sexy. I'm just a player like that. My jeans are sharply creased, I got a fresh white t-shirt, and my cap is slightly pointed. He's so flying, afloating, aroma is what I'm spoting. Sade is in my tape deck, I'm moving in slow motion. Why? So meet me deep in the streets, that's where I learned the capers. I'm slicking blunt, slicking lead, rolling reefer papers. I'm slightly slouching the teeth off in my bucket, but the niggas around the app and the hoes, they love me. They wanna be me and my family too, because the money that I make be putting cable off in every room. So follow the fiends, follow my lead through the nooks and crannies. It's everyday life off in my hood, so come and holler at me. But go head on with that foolishness, bitch. Let me get lovely with my sir, because I'm true to this shit. And if you come in with $8, you should out of luck, because the west side ain't taking no shouts. On the dime, so fired up, and it don't stop, and it don't quit. Like that, and like that, and like this, and it don't quit, and it don't stop, and it don't quit. Like that, and like that, and like this, and it don't stop, and it don't quit. Like that,
awesome, my top 10. Nice.
Outkast has such a crazy discography. AT Aliens could have easily been here, Starcodia could have easily been here. But I had to go with Aquemini because I just felt like that was them at their not experimental peak, but their own artistic peak, individually and together as a group.
They were in tune,
and a lot of people don't know that they actually produced majority of this album.
Right, right.
You know, Andre and Big Boy, and yeah, when you have like Skewits on the Barbie, Chunky Fire, the title track, you know, Rosa Parks, the single.
Yes,
this is
yes.
Back when the single on an album used to be one of the best songs.
Mm-hmm. Good old days.
So yeah, I mean, this album is just sonically incredible. We talk about the funk influences of Kendrick, but I feel like Kendrick would have been inspired by this album.
Yeah, clearly.
Just
clearly.
Over his career, you know, sonically and also particularly, well, not just from Andre, but Andre and Big Boy.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah, so this incredible album, Outkast, Equipment Eye. One of the best discographies, period. Check out all the albums.
Yeah. I have you know, a little issues with Idlewild. Like, I like the movie. I don't love it, but, you know, I saw the
Idlewild as literally a soundtrack, so I never really...
Right, you never really look at it as part of this discography.
I always kind of... To me, the discography kind of ended with Speaker Box Love.
Yeah.
That's what I, you know, use to sleep well at.
Right. I gotcha. All right, so up next, number six. What's
number
your number six?
Number six, going to the Wu. Raekwon the Chef, only built for Cuban links.
Glacius. Make it cream like that, nigga. Yo, first of all, son, be the arson. Many brothers I be sparking and busting, mad light inside the dark. Call me Dose Snatcher, just a brother for the rapture. I hang glide, holding on strong, hard to capture. Extravagant, resurrect the track and it's militant. Then I react like a convict and start killing shit. It's manifested, the gods work like appliances. Dealing in my cipher, I revolve around sciences. The ninth chamber, they get trapped inside my hallway. You try to flee, but you got smoked right by the doorway. No question, I send your ass back right to the essence. Your whole frame is smothered in dirt. Now how you resting? Will I be trapped by sounds, locked behind loops, throwing niggas off airplanes with cash rules? Everything around me black, as you can see. Swallow this murder one verse like God degree, then analyze my soundtrack with satisfaction. You adapt like a flashback chain reaction.
Lace them niggas, son. AK's black, bust back like 70 max. I'm all that street niggas knowing my steez black. Raw G, you know he coincide with me, see? Marvelous, men is both society. But anyway, less toast. Champagne thoughts with ghosts. I match the most. Shotguns through the notes. Fuck rap, hip hop for me, York top. Low wears, and Tommy Hill fly shit with a knot. The witty, unpredictable live shit. Drive by shit, do a dash shit. I take your lying shit. And then you know, I'm running through the P now. Fair. Walk through showers, wow. The old lady snitch, but fuck it. You know it, one love, kid. No, I'm not doing a bit. Too much to get for what? Cause six niggas got stuck in the nigga chain was drunk. Yo, fuck that. Criminology rap. Sneaker state jet black. Floating in the flies, act, nigga.
Classic.
What can I say? I talked about RZA's production and the honorable mentions. Yeah. Liquid Swords. He was in a whole different bag for this.
Yeah.
This album is literally a 1990s crime movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they literally made a movie. That's where you see starring Raekwon, co-starring.
Yeah, co-starring Ghostface Killer,
you know,
yeah.
Because it really was a movie. And all these artists always like to say, you know, we're making a movie when it's making a movie. No, this was a movie.
Yeah.
This should have won the Oscar instead of whatever won
best. Back. Well, what came on in 95 though? Braveheart, you know, but
yeah, it's
I talk about like stuff that won, you know, in 95. I can't remember right now. Probably Forrest Gump or something.
Yeah. So Cuban links, I mean, what Ray was doing, the type of stories he was telling.
Yeah.
How it was not only about him but also Ghost. And then songs like Guillotine and Glaciers of Ice and Gambinos, where he incorporated the crew. Like,
yes.
I mean, what's not to love about this album? This album is just And even like Rainy Days is one of my Rainy Days alone is a
That production.
That song is not produced by RZA, it's scored by RZA.
Ah, yeah, you're right.
You understand? Yeah.
And even squeezing Ice Cream, and it somehow fits. It somehow
for some weird reason.
Yeah.
It fits, especially at that point in the Trappers.
Yeah, exactly, because it's like in the third act, if you want to call it that, it shows up, right? Yeah. So top five. Is where shit gets real, you know?
Yeah.
These are the five defining albums for you.
Different type of talk now, right? Mm-hmm. So, number five, A Tribe Called Quest.
Which one?
Midnight Marauders.
Yes!
Brothers know the flays when the quest gets loose. Slamming sucker duckers like the wrestler Zoo. Crazier than Tupac in the flick called Juice. Cock is longer than a hat worn by Dr. Seuss. Love a girl in Daisy Dukes like the kids called Duke. Kids paid to sex the hoochie like my main man Luke. Control the mic like Denzel on the girls. Whack MCs be on the nuts like Rock and Jay's girl. The worst thing in this world is a sucker MC. Favorite rap group in the world is EPMD. Can't forget the daylight due to originality. And if I ever went solo, my favorite MC would be me. If I talk up in the house, I give a shout out to Snoopy. Peace to all the questions, to hell with the groupies. Like Rafa Sabatsi, Brooklyn to Dodger, Laverne to Shirley, Rerun to Roger, Brent to the Stimpy, Goro to Hardy, Q-Tip and Piper. Mash up the party, kick the rhymes and more rhymes, kick the beats and more beats. We'll have you scratching in your head like Shaheed on techniques. For those who wanna oppose and take a stand, but for now, just shut your shit and clap your hands.
Which is my number one, you know, but yeah. I talked about it.
Yeah. Doughboy gonna cuss me for this pick instead of Lowen.
Shout out to Doughboy, right?
Screw but him. This is my list and I'm right.
It's his list.
It's my list.
Right, but yeah, why Midnight Marauders and not the one that people have to put in the top 10 as far as best rap albums of all time, you know, the Lowen theory, which I love, but still.
Nah, to be honest with you, it is a real fight between those two albums.
Mm.
I just felt that on Midnight Marauders, they took their sound, their signature Tribe sound, and just they were just more refined with it.
Agreed. Yeah.
They
that's
just kind of knew how to get in and be Tribe.
Yeah.
You know, from Q-Tip and his production bag to just how Q-Tip and Fife would play off each other and how they would get into these very catchy flows, these very catchy pockets.
Yeah.
You know that a lot of people would say that the flows are simple, but I just let you know, as a writer myself, those little catchy, simple flows, very tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to kind of get into a groove. It's not just about, all right, rapping to a beat. You have to actually, the music is a groove, and then you are a groove also that has to complement and live within the music.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
So I was thinking about it while I was saying that, oh my God, right? Like when Q-Tip comes with that licks boy on your backside, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you enjoy the song, but just to see that, right? Immediately, it's like, okay, all right. Yeah. With it.
Also,
and then follow
that's
up
also,
after.
You know, Five, always repping the 868.
Yeah, Trinity Gladiator.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, that's my number five. We're in the top five now.
Right.
Let's off with Tribe Called Quest. A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes. See, if you remember from Blue Dogs, if you know, you know.
Say the whole thing. Right?
All right. What's your number four?
Number four, very influential album for me. Fugees, the score.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. And take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk awake.
Yeah.
Those who correlate know the world ain't cake. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those those who fake, they break when they meet their 400-pound mate. If I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course, when get the up and on their horse. Kick around drinking moonshine, I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. There's some vortex and sweats. I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Bess. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebie. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be needing Simone and defecating on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. And take it slowly. You can't run away from these styles I got, oh baby. Hey baby, cause I got a lot, oh yeah. And anywhere I go, my whole crew gonna know, oh baby. Hey baby, you can't hide from the bag, oh no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, true lies do or die. Toss me high, only puff fly with my crew from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm Cassius Clay.
Yes, we did a review. You know, me, you, and Doughboy. Yes, yes, so you should be mad. You know, with this
he
name.
He would love this, yeah. So... as a youth coming up in the Caribbean, you know, growing up on a lot of reggae, a lot of dancehall, then getting into hip-hop, to hear them incorporated in a very organic way, like it didn't feel forced.
Mm-hmm.
Like some rappers just kind of make it feel forced. No, you could tell that this was authentically them.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing that stood out to me. But apart from that, the production from Wyclef and Jerry Wonder.
Yes.
Salam Remy, who produced Fujila mm-hmm. as well.
Still one of the weirdest pieces. Like, if you like really sit down and hear it, it sounds weird. It sounds like jungle noises, mm-hmm. but you hear like a rap beat.
And it just
like,
made
drums
sense when you jump on it, huh?
Yeah. It works.
Sense.
It fits. It totally fits.
Lauryn Hill's vocals all throughout Wyclef's vocals. The rapping from the two of them. And then people like to talk about Praz, quote unquote, rapping ability or lack thereof.
Like he's a third wheel.
I think what he does, he adds a certain color to the group. To where if you take him out of the equation and you just had Lauryn and Wyclef doing this, like it would have worked as a duo.
Yeah.
But he adds something to the group that needs to be acknowledged and respected.
Agreed. Yeah. And he also had great ways of closing tracks, right? Like Ready or Not.
Not
just closing lines, but closing verses.
They always put him on, you know, the anchor leg. But yeah, just incredible songs like Beasts and Zealots and How Many Mics and The Mask and Family
Mask is
and Cowboys
song.
And that's gonna call the whole track. So that's my number 4 pick.
All right, great pick. Number 3. What's your number 3?
Number 3, Queensbridge, Nas, Nasir Jones, Illmatic.
Whose world is this?
La, la, la.
What's
sip the Dom P, watching Gandhi till I'm charged. Writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin. The whole of mic a throbbing, mechanical movement. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right. A fiend of hip hop, it's got me stuck like a crack pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason. With pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the street. In the Nikes on my feet, keep my cipher complete. Weather cruising in a six cab, a Montero Jeep, I can't call it. Beats make me falling asleep, I keep falling. Never falling 6 feet deep, I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for dead fucking presidents to represent me. The world is yours, disciple of the project slash verbal murderer. Yeah, the world is yours till the Philly blunt heads crack pumping drug murderers. The world is yours till my niggas coming home from lockdown with new plans. Fuck it, the world is mine, holding a stolen cop's Glock with G notes in my hands.
Yes, you know, as I said before, the rapper that made rappers, right? Like, yeah, like if you want to be a rapper, like, yeah, listen to Illmatic. They'll tell you.
That's definitely one of the go to albums. If you just want to get into like hip hop music, if you're a hip hop head, yeah, Illmatic is one of the first albums you would suggest to someone. At the time, this is when rappers would do like single producer albums. So they would have examples of like, all right, LL would do Mama Said Knock You Out with Marley Marl. You know, Nas wanted this album to be produced by Large Professor. Large Professor couldn't do it because of something personal, I think, was happening. So Nas was just, they just put together like the A-team of producers at that time.
Yep.
Premier, DJ Premier, Peak Rock, Large Professor himself, Q-Tip, L.E.S.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all like competing with each other to be like, guys, what you made, I gotta cook this up. Yeah. I mean, at that end of just working out in Nas's favor so well.
I think that's how Q-Tip came up with One Love, because he heard, I think he heard Primo's Represent, either the original the other version. Oh, okay, that's what he did. All right, cool. One Love for us. Right, cool.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, it worked in Nas' favor because this is one of the best produced albums of all time.
Agreed.
Also, it just inspired Nas to just take his writing to that even higher level than he was, you know, before, as we heard him on like the main Source album.
I'm Live at the Barbecue,
and he was on Third Base.
Yes, I forgot about that. Jeez,
as the other famous Nas guest appearance, right? So, incredible body of work, classic album. Some people would say it's too low at number 3. That's to tell you what a revered album it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so, number dos.
Two. Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah, Rockefeller, y'all. Yo, I'm making short-term goals when the weather froze. Yes, put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chilly with enough bell money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping 3. Deuce Beaver, IS's, fully loaded, yes. Bouncing in the Lex Luger, tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter, niggas can't fade me. Chrome socks beaming, through my peripheral, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Niggas is fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup runneth, over with hundreds. I'm one of the best niggas that done it. 6 digits and running. Y'all niggas don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up.
I'm taking up this time to give you peace of my mind.
Cause you can't knock the hustle.
But do you think you are?
Damn.
Yep, of course. Had to be in the top 5.
To pick between this and the Blueprint, but
I know.
Reasonable Doubt gets it for me because it was just, as an MC, there's just some things he was doing on that. I was just like, what are you on? This is 1996. What kind of advanced type of thinking we have going on here.
The evils, anyone? Like, listen to that, right?
Evils, I mean, like, some of those schemes and metaphors will hold up today amongst the best rappers rapping today.
Yeah.
So yeah, as I mentioned, the evils. Can I live?
Yeah.
President, bring it on.
Jazzo, love that. Favorite song on that record, by the way.
Coming of age with Bleak. Politics as usual. Brooklyn's finest with
Biggie. Yeah, with Biggie. Yeah.
Regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. I mean, come on.
the genius level writing of a subject matter that people would see as like typical of rap music.
Agreed.
A lot of people was like, oh, he just rapping about hustling and the glamorous life of hustling. People didn't really catch what he was doing.
Yeah, there was a sort of an emotional, psychological aspect to it too, as well.
Yeah. So, that's number two.
And number one.
Drum roll. The Notorious B.I.G. staying in Brooklyn with Life After Death.
Don't think shit, stink pink gators. My Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
That's
dead right, if the head right, Biggie there, air night. Papa been school since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us. Talk, go through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pump. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take that.
Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace, with my peace, packing, asking who want it. They got it, nigga, flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways.
I put O's and NY onto DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty bought a coochie. Now who's the real dookie? Meaning who's really the shit? Them niggas ride dicks. Frank White push the six or the Lexus. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tints if I want some ass. Gon' blast squeeze first. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and broads, tits and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars. I still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay still. Richer than richer, so you niggas come and get me.
Come on.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake.
Ah, boy. Okay.
My favorite hip hop album of all time.
Right. And of course, your favorite double disc album, right?
Double disc album, favorite Biggie album, favorite album from anybody from Brooklyn, favorite album from people whose last name is Wallace. Like, all these categories. Yeah. That is my number one pick because, well, he did. I talked about like how Big Pun found was able to toe the line between always staying close to the backpackers on the streets, like pleasing them, but also making songs that could translate to like bigger spaces, different audiences.
Mainstream, so to speak, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to say commercial with
not Pun, commercial
but,
at all, but like just different audiences. That's how I like to say.
Understand?
Yeah. There's backpack audience, hip hop audience, then there's the different audience.
Right.
Right. He did that, which is already tough, and then you did that over the course of 46,000 songs on this double album.
I think it's 28. I could be wrong.
It's 25.
25, okay.
Oh, 25, yeah.
25, right? All right. Is that 12 on each? Okay, I do remember.
12 and 13.
All right. Right, okay.
So, That is unheard of. For you to have literally no skips over that many songs, and also have not just, I want to say no skips, I don't mean like, yeah, this song hard. No. This song, genius.
Yeah.
This song is the best thing I ever heard in my life. This song, like, this is the type of level we talking about. Like,
yeah, no half-ass street.
My downfall, long kiss goodnight, you know, but until somebody kills you. He ended the second disc with those three.
Yeah, Dark and EF2.
Unfortunately, that is how he ended his career. Because I don't count the posthumous
album. Yeah, the Born about, Again and all the other stuff, yeah.
Like, you end your album and then end your career. Forget ending the career.
Yeah, well, career was short-lived after.
Like, really? That is what we're doing? That level of paranoia and reflection and just... That level of writing is unheard of.
Yeah.
You have songs like Notorious Thugs where...
Yes.
Bone Thugs and...
And then you figured out a way to rap like them, but not like exactly them, like them.
Making it sound like... He made it sound like that's his style that they were doing.
Yeah.
Like, on that song. What's beef? Kicking the door.
Yeah.
Kicking the door. Really. Like, one of the best subliminal diss tracks. When people talk about best diss songs in rap, yeah, you have your No Vaseline, Ether, thing. But there needs to be a subliminal rap diss list.
Agreed. Kicking the door.
Yeah, we need to make one of those lists. Mm. Kicking the door needs to be number one. That's my number one. Spoiler alert if we ever do a subliminal diss rap list. Number one is Kicking the Door.
But dude, right? your reign at the top was short. But well, it's how he starts off Kicking the Door, right? Your reign at the top was short like leprechauns.
Oh my
like
God.
Like leprechauns, you know? Yeah. Anyway.
Go on. Like storytelling, like.
Dude, his storytelling was
on. Yeah, he was talking about like Cube and big into the storytelling.
Yeah.
Let me just say my favorite storytelling I've seen.
Okay.
That's another discussion.
Yeah.
But what he was, I think if Big lived longer, Big might have been that number one because he might have just had more, you know, in the body of who's. But like, somebody's gotta die, bleed, I got a story to tell.
Yeah.
Like, we're still, still to this day,
I'm wondering if it's real or not.
You smashing a player from the New York Knicks girl, yeah. And you were just like, you know what, I'm gonna just.
Yeah, right. To talk. And then have the nerve to have a outro. Oh, do I tell my friends everything I just rapped about to them? Still to this day, I wonder if that really did happen.
To this day, like I've seen people still do interviews. I saw an interview on ESPN recently when people were speculating who is the next player. And the time they're going back over the old roster. Like, who can you? That's still a mystery to most people.
Yeah.
Yeah, this album is like, I have it number one because it's so tough to pull off as an artist myself.
Yeah.
That many songs, you're pleasing, you make songs to please the whole globe.
Yeah, boy, and it's just a variety you get. Like,
I'm not alienating one when you're catering to the other.
Yeah, like you have...
you're writing at this high level now.
Like you have tracks like The World Is Filled, right? Carl Thomas and Too Short. Like, Carl Thomas and Too Short, you know?
Yeah.
And he got a great verse from Diddy, of all people. Like,
yeah.
Diddy, you know?
Probably.
But, I like the verse, man. Fine.
But, yeah, man. That the task of that album was just so difficult to pull off, and I just have to salute it. I still play it to this day.
Mm.
It holds up. It aged really well. So, yeah, man. Big.
Yeah.
Brooklyn. Life After Death.
R.I.P. man, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Alright, so before we part ways, Mike-wise, where can people find your work online? Where can people find you online?
People could find me Mike-wise88 on Instagram and Twitter, Mike-wise Official on YouTube, Mike-wise, all my albums and singles are on Spotify. It's not much, it's only like it's a little bit of music.
It's like this, really good. This year alone, before he even met up here, this man, well, two, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Not that, but, you know, good.
Yeah. The third one in November, that's the one you have to, like, make some space in your top
just,
five
just
for
another
that
one.
Make some space in your top five for that one. That's my retirement album.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That okay. I'm not going to retire, but I could retire after that album because I don't need to say anything more after that album. I could done. If my discography stops with that album that I'm dropping in November.
You heard it first, folks. You heard it first.
I don't have to say anything after that. I'm done. I could done with music. So yeah, that's me.
All right. Well, looking forward to that retirement album, man. But yeah,
not retirement.
Okay. Well, but retirement.
I'm saying I could retire. I'm right. Not going to, but I could retire if I want to.
Okay.
Because I would have said it all.
Yeah. But yeah, Mike, thanks for coming through. I'm glad that we got this off though. And yeah, this pretty much ends side B of the special episode of Hip Hop Sub 10, right? So till the next one, take care. Hip Hop 50 till infinity. Peace.